even end there. So,
I want to go over some of that ground. And hopefully it'll be more clear. Maybe I won't even. Maybe yesterday she don't even put up because my spender can further. I don't want to spend a long time on it, but I just want to try to lay it down more cogently. We seem to have a machlokes between Tosfos and the Ramban. What's the gather of Ein Shmona Al Kfirah Shibud Karkois? What kind of Shibud Karkois patas from Shvuah? Tosfos says that wherever there's a Shibud Karkois, whether it's by the Minei, or whether it's from the Lukuchos, it doesn't make a difference. As long as there's karka that's Meshubid, that path is mina Shvuah. So, mashal, even a Milbal Petaisis holds, even though you can't be given mina Lukuchos, but if he has karka, then there's no chiyuv Shvuah. That's the Shittas HaTaisus. And the Shittas HaRamban is that the Shibir Karkois, the Patas from Shuah, is only a kind of Shibir Karkois that you could be turf even from the Lukuchos. The Shibir Karkois that you can't be turf from the Lukuchos does not pat them in a Shuah. I want to just understand what's the basis, what's the side of this Machlekes between Taisus and the Ramban. So let's start from basic things. We have at the end of the Gemara Baba Basra, almost the end of the Masechta, we have a machlokes whether Shibud deRaisa or Shibud deRabbanan. Kufayin Heim with Beis. Amar Ula holds Devar Torah, Echad Milva Bishtar, Echad Milva Alpeh, Goyvim Minuchasim Shubadim. You deRaisa, you could be the Shibud deRaisa. You could be goyve chayiv. It doesn't matter whether it has a shtar, whether there is a shtar, whether there's no shtar. You could be goyve chayiv from lekuchos. My time is shibud deraisa. Shibud deraisa. Elam atam omer milva peh any goyve elam minuchasim neicharim. So why did Chazal step in and limit it to a milva b'shtar and say that a milva b'peh you cannot be goyve from lekuchos? Mishum said the lekuchos because they didn't want to be mapsed to the lekuchos. The lekuchos are going to be unwitting victims of this situation. So they took off the shibud from the lekuchos. Yochi milva b'shtar nami. So why didn't they take it off by a milva b'shtar also? So the Gemara answers: Hosim inu ninu de afsidu adav shai. By milva b'shtar, since there's a koil, everybody knows that there was a milva b'shtar. That's a dover mefursim. The lekuchos went in and they bought the karka without doing a proper title search, without checking out that there's no shibud. Then it's their own fault, and we don't have to protect them. That's Ulashitas, that Shibud deraisa. The Ravis is the other way around. The Vatara echad milva b'shtar, echad milva b'peh, in a geiva elam minuchasim reichayim. Mi deraisa, you cannot be geiva any chayiv, not even a milva b'shtar, only from nechasim reichayim, meaning nechasim the loiv himself. You cannot be geiva any nechasim from the lukuches. My time is Shibud lav deraisa. Because Shibud is not deraisa, it's a drabonic concept. So therefore there's no lien on the property, and you can't collect it from the lukuches. So why did Chazal say that a milva b'shtar? Why did Chazal invent that a milva b'shtar you could be goyim from lukuches? So the Gemara says, "Kadesh loytinu delas b'tei lovin." They want to have easy credit. If the lenders are not going to be able to collect their money, so then they're not going to extend credit. So then, why weren't they misakin even for a milva b'alpeh? Hosim less the kolam. Because again, for the same thing, there is no koil, and therefore we have to protect the lukuches as well. So that's the machlokes. The gemara whether shibud deraisa or shibud derabanan. That's for sure. That midaraisa, there's no chiluk between a milva b'shtar and a milva b'alpeh. Either if there is shibud, the shibud by both, and if there's no shibud, then the shibud by neither. The distinction between a milva b'shtar and a milva b'alpeh, that's the distinction that derabanan made. Either they took off the shibud from a milva b'alpeh according to Rabba, or according to Ula. Or they put Shibud on to a milva b'shtar according to Rabbah. Now, b'pshutoy, this whole machlokes about Shibud, deraisa, derabanan, is only in regard to karka. Karka has a Shibud. Whether it's in deraisa or derabanan, that's the machlokes, but the concept of Shibud was said by karka. By metal, there's no such thing as shibud. We never found anywhere that you could be goyim metaltlin from lekuches. Right? You sell somebody metaltlin, so shemana me'elim, that anybody should say that you should be able to. That's dover poshut, that metaltlin and that you cannot be goyim from metaltlin. Can't from lekuches. You can't be tariff. You can't be tariff metaltlin from lekuches. Pashtus shadis, because there is no shiva on metaltlin. Shiva by definition was only set on karkin. The halach is that from the loyber himself you could be goyim metaltlin. Minei, you could be goyim loshlin goyim. That feel miglima de al kasve, even from the shirt on his back. If there's no shibud, so how could you be goyim? How could you be goyim metaltlin even minei? Some of the answer is, shayim speak up that that's not mitin shibud at all. That's midin priyas b'chayiv mitzvah. The loyva has a chiyuv that he has to pay the chayiv. That's for sure. The loyva shibur or not, the loyva himself has a chiyuv that he has to pay the chayiv. And the based him can be kayiv for him to pay the chayiv. And one of the ways based him could be kayiv for the loyva to pay the chayiv is by collecting his nechosim, whether it's metalfin, whether it's. It's not midin shibur. It's midin that based on a kayiv for the loyva to pay the chayiv. That's why, for example, you see that in Tais over there in Kufayim Hayam Rebbe, he says that even if shibur says for the poshut. That even if Shibud allowed the Raisa, nonetheless, me the Raisa, you could certainly be Goybe Minei, but I feel me Glima Dal Kasvei. Why Shibud allowed the Raisa? The answer is, because that has nothing, Tosis really, that has nothing to do with Shibud, that has to do with the Chiv Tashlumen of the Leib. You don't have to come out to Shibud. You have to come out to Shibud, usually, in order to be Torah from the Lukuchas. That's the Chor of the Pastus. However, there is a Ramban in the Melchamas, Psochem, Daf Lamed Aleph Med Aleph, Kol Shah. The Ramban says a chiddush that midaraisa the shibud not only by karka but by metaltlin as well. The Ramban says that midaraisa there's no chiluk between karka and metaltlin. That distinction between karka and metaltlin is also the Ramban like a distinction. When I tell you if the shibud on karka, the shibud on metaltlin also. And only they took it off. Maybe because it has no coil, maybe because whatever the reason is, doesn't really spell out. Midrabanan, they took it off. But Midaraisa says the Ramban, there's no chiluk. If Shibud derais on karka, then the Shibud derais on metalfalon as well. The reason why the Ramban says it is because you have a sugi over there, about Balchayv, Lemafeo, Gaiva, or Mikano, Labo, Gaiva. When a person collects a chayv, is the Gvi, Lemafeo, Mishasa, Chayv, or is the Gvi only Mikano, Labo? So they get the Chomets and Pesach. If you were Gaiva, Chayv with Chomets, is it Chomets from a Gai? Is it Chomets Shavalo, Pesach? Is not Chomets Shavalo, Pesach? All sugi over there. So in the course of discussing that sugya, the Ramban holds for Dabba Poshut that you can only say that you goyvel, you can only that the it's only possible to say that you could be goyvel mafeya if there's a shibud. If there's a shibud, it makes sense. Shibud deraisa or Rabban or whatever. But if there's a shibud, then it makes sense to say that when I'm goyvel the shibud, I had a kinyan. What is a shibud? A shibud is a kind of kinyan. I have a certain from the time when the Malva lent the money, he acquired a certain schus in the Dabar HaMishtabit, in the Nechosim. So then you could say that when he's Goyim Nechosim, Kilups, you know, in this Bar HaDabar HaMafeir, that they were his Nechosim all along. When he lent the money, he acquired the Nechosim. But if Shibud Lav Deraisa, it's just a Chiv Tashlumen on the person, which he's doing with the Nechosim, says the Ramban says it's not possible that it could possibly be a Eilim HaFeir. And since the Gemara says that there's a Machlekes where he Goyim HaMafeir Lahabba, but there's a Madama that you Goyim HaMafeir, and we're talking about Chosh, it's not Kaka, it's Metatlin. So Ramban says, apparently, Shibud deraisa applies ben b'karka, ben b'metaltlin. The distinction between karka and metaltlin is a derabonim distinction. So that's a chiddush of the Ramban. That's g'day to bear in mind, this chiddush of the Ramban, the tzais in the beginning of Siman Lamates, has an arichus about whether other Rishonim hold this way or don't hold this way. It's apparently a machlekes Rishonim. So if you want Mar Mekomis about this issue, you have there the tzais in Siman Lamates, and if you have the new editions of the tzais with the Rabbi Jimitrovsky's Haoros over there on the bottom, so there he brings you a string of Mayer Mekomis, Rishonim, and Achayim who discussed this issue, whether if you hold Shibud Deraisa, is that only on Karka, or does it extend to Metaltlin as well? But Akupan, we have a Ramban, important idea, we have a Ramban who says that it applies to Metaltlin also. The emphasis of the Ramban and Shavuos that we're discussing, it's also Mashma that Shibud Deraisa is even on Metaltlin. The right, a little bit complicated, so I don't want to go into it, but it's often it's a fairish Ramban I don't need a Not a kavraya. The Ramban in the Melchamas Mesachim says beferish that Shibud Deraisa is ben mekarka and ben mimetalfin. Okay, so that's the background, basic ideas. Now moving along, Rishonim over here have a kasha. Taisus said the Rishonim, the Rabban Shuas. Lamadom is Shibud Deraisa. And if the Shibud Deraisa, that's Ben, that's not only that's Ben Bishtar, Ben Balpen, it'll make a difference. Lisa and the Gemara. The whole, that's a claim to Ula that Shibud Deraisa. That Rishonim Paschal Shibud Deraisa. So I'm not heard the Shibud even on a Mil Balpen. He asks Taisus if that's the case. So how is it Mishkachas lo din ma'idu b'mitzas? Even with our pair, so there wasn't a shah. So what? When I tell you there's a shibut, shibut of derisa, so it's shibut kakos. So how can you ever have a case of ma'idu b'mitzas? How can you ever have a case of ma'idu b'mitzas? It's always going to be a shvua on shibut kakos. That's a Taisus says the kasha. The Rosh, I think, over there in Shvus, he asked the kasha not only from ma'idu b'mitzas, he asked from other Shvus as well. He says, what about Eid Echad? It's a case of Erechad. Erechad is made that you owe money. So it's what is it? A milva balpeh? No, so it's also Shibud Karkos. So how do you have a Shavuos Erechad? I don't know why Tosfos didn't ask for Erechad. I don't know. Yesh Lodom Adom. You know, why Tosfos only asked the Kashya from Moedim? Maybe because our Sugya happens to be a Sugya Moedim Mitzvahs. The Rosh asked it even from Erechad. For that matter, Tosfos could have asked from carbon, how can I have a carbon and Shua Sables? So it was Shiva Kakois. So Taisi says that it's talking about where you have no karka. Nechrami. If there's karka around, then there's Mishum Adam, then in Nechrami. There's no Shuman Atari. The Shuman Atari is where there is no karka. The Levi had no karka. And finished. So there was just never happy a shibur. The Ramban over there in Shuas, he's marach in this kasha. He says like this. First, he wants to answer. The first answer the Ramban wants to give is that the case of shuah deraisa is with an oedim. The shuah deraisa might have a mitzas is pasha with his oedim. There's only his oedim. Reuben says, you owe me money. Reuben says, you owe me 100. Shimon says, no, I only owe you 50. There's no Edom. There's no Shtar. There's no Edom. Says the Ramban. So therefore, that's not called Shibud Deraisa because you can't be tired from the Lukuchas. And that's where, you see, that's where you first see the Ramban Shita is, that the definition of Shibud Karkois is that you have to be able to be tired from the Lukuchas. If there's no Edom, you can't be tired from the Lukuchas. All you have is the Edom's Balin. The Shimon is made of value 50 zuz. So from Shimon you could be tariff. But you can't go to the Lukuchais because the Lukuchais say, we don't believe Shimon's Hadar. It's a plaque between Reuben and Shimon, you know, to get meat. So can't be with such a Hadar, you can't be tariff from the Lukuchais. If you can't be tariff from the Lukuchais, says the Ramban, then it's not called Shibud Kakais. Tais doesn't say the tariffs because Tais holds, who cares about Lukuchais? But you could be tariff Kaka from him. That's also called Shibud Kakais. There you see this machaikis between that here, you see here this, you see, it's throughout. You see, at the very get-go, this machlokes is between Taisus and the Ramban. So that's how the Ramban starts. That we have a pasuk the case for Shuas made of a mitzvah, where there's no Edom, and there's no Shtar. He adds, even if they say there's a Shtar, but we don't have a Shtar in front of us, so the mice, you can't be tired from the Kukas. Even if the Malva says there was a Shtar, but I don't have it. And the Leiva says, you know, the Malva says you owe me 50 and there was a Shtar. You owe me 100 and there was a Shtar. And the Leiva says, no, I only owed you 50, and that's what the Shtar said. And the Shtar's not even here. Says the Ramban, so that kind of case. So they both agree there was a star, but the Ma'ase, we don't have a star. There is no wherewithal with which to be going from the Lukuchas. So again, there's no Shibud Karkois, and that's it. If there's no Shibud Karkois, so that's the case of Moedim Mitzvahs. However, says the Ramban, this is not a sufficient answer. Because, he says, you know, maybe that gives me a case for Moedim Mitzvahs, but he says, it's still Shere. How do you have a case of Hadas Eidim, Rav Kiyah Kamaisa? Rav Chiyah Kamaisa learns out of Psukim, learns out from a Kavachayim or Matzah, a whole drasha, that Edom could also be Mechayev Shua. Reuben says, you owe me 100 zuz, and there's Edom at 50, and he's Mechayev Shimon to swear. Well, if there's Edom at 50, then it's a time of Kakois. And you could collect from the Kukas. If there's Edom, you could collect from the Kukas. Midiraisa, again, Midiraisa, but not. But Midiraisa, if you hold Shibud Deraisa, then you even a Milva Bapek collects from the Kukas. So, Rav Chiyah is talking Midiraisa, he learns it out of Psukim. He's not talking Midiraisa, he's talking Midiraisa. So we're back to square one. Hadra kushu l'duchta. For that matter, Ramban has another kasha. He says, what about chiyuv carbon? Rabbi Yochanan says, in Taisa's quote of the Gemara, that if you kaifer in a chayiv sheyesh alav edim, you have to bring a carbon. Carbon asham. It's a chayiv sheyesh alav shtanak, but a chayiv sheyesh alav edim, says Rabbi Yochanan, you have to bring a carbon. Asked the Ramban, why do you have to bring a carbon? A carbon, he says, is totally in midaraisa, shibuda deraisa, Rabbi Yochanan knows shibuda deraisa, so midaraisa, even with edim, you could be tired from, you know, from lukuches. So there's shibur kakois. If the shibur kakois is no chiyuv shvum in a Torah, and he says carbon is totally in deraisa. Ayur Rabbanan said that he can't be tired from lukuches. The Rabbanan took off the ability to be tired from lukuches by milvah bal peh. Says the Rabbanan, what does the Rabbanan have to do with the chiyuv shvum? When I tell you there's no chiyuv shvum, when I tell you there's no chiyuv shvum, then there's no chiyuv carbon, because it's going to be chulun bazar. Parenthetically, you see the Ramban doesn't hold from Taisa. Taisa said that chiyuv carbon is totally in what the halach is b'zman hazeh. Because now that Chazarim have kiyuv the shibud, so it's kilu mochaloy shibud. The din de rabbanon that they took off the shibud by a milvah bapeh has repercussions for chiyuv shibud, for the chiyuv carbon derais. And the Ramban doesn't buy that. That needs a hesber itself. I don't know what the hesber is, but that's, you know, if you want to say that's something to think about. What's exactly, you know, what's behind that machlek is Taisa's in the Ramban. But the point of the Ramban was posted that chiyuv carbon is totally in. And it is totally in shibud deraisa. So therefore, says the Ramban, you know, a case of later mixes you can find. There's no edim, so you can't be tired from lukuchas. But how are you going to explain a chiyuv kamaisa? And how are you going to explain the din of Rabbi Yochanan's halacha that if you kaifer in a carbon, you're kaifer in a chayiv shel edim, you have to bring a carbon also. Why do you have to bring a carbon? It's shibud kakois. Now, the MS here, this is a big mokum ian. And that is the following. You know, maybe we'll wait till after we finish the Ramban. We'll come back to this. Okay, so that's the Ramban's kasha. You know, how do you have a case? Mele moed mixes to halbatzar. Moed mixes, we could say it's a case where there's no edim. How do you explain Rav Chiya Kamaisa? There is edim. And how do you explain Rav Yochanan's memo that you have to bring that a kaifer b'chayv she'eshel of edim, you have to bring a carbon? What do you mean? Midaraisa? The shibud, and even in a milvah, you could be going from milkuchos. If you be going from milkuchos, so then this shibud, it's shibud kakos, it's kiryas shibud kakos. There shouldn't be any chiyuv shvum. So Ramban says two terutzim. Both terutzim are based on the following idea, that even though by a milvah lapeh there is shibud kaka. Midiraisa, shibud deraisa, there's shibud even by a milvah bal peh. But the shibud by a milvah bal peh is equally on karka and on metaltalin. Whereas the shibud by a milvah b'shtar is more on karka than on metaltalin. That's the key to both teyutzim the Ramban is going to say. They both stood there. How he's going to, you know, carry this distinction through, he has two approaches. But the basic insight that he's going to be using is to say, yes, it's true, shibud deraisa. That means that midaraisa, a milvah bal peh, is also derived from karka. But by a milvah bal peh, the shibud karka is on an equal footing with the shibud kakois. With the shibud of kakois is on an equal footing with the shibud metatlan. And therefore, it's as if you were toying kelim the kakois. The Gemara says toying kelim the kakois. V'hoida the kelim the kakois. And it's a chiyuv shvu. Because forget the kakois, the chiyuv the kelim are mechaya shvu. So you forget the karka, but the shibud mekaltlin is mechaya shvu. It's only by milvah b'shtar where the shibud, for some reason, is more on the karka than it is on the mekaltlin. So then we say that the primary tefi over here is on the karka, not on the mekaltlin, and therefore you're not chaya shvu. So how exactly does this work? So the Ramban gives two approaches. The first approach he brings between Yesh, in the name of Yesh Mishaimer. He says like this. He says, Avada Shibud deraisa. The Shibud deraisa is on Kaka Anna Metalton. It's on Kaka Anna Metalton. But, he says, when they write a shtar, they write it more for the karka. Because ain't kais fin shtar ala metaltu. So lashon gemara, and again, in the I think I mentioned yesterday, in the Gemara, as far as I remember, the lashon of ein kais fin shtar ala metaltu was said like a kinyan. That we don't write a shtar kinyan on metaltu. No, a shtar kinyan is only written on kais. That's why the Gemara says in the mashal that somebody claims that he bought karka but he can't put dar, so we say achish tarach, where's your shtar? Somebody says he bought a computer and he can't produce the star. We don't say achish tarach because ein kais fin shtar ala metaltu. But this Yesh Mishaimer extrapolated that to Milv also. He says when they write a star, the purpose of the star is to be goyve the karka, not to be goyve the metaltu. And therefore, when you have a milv of a star, the tefillah is more in the karka. The shibud of the star is primarily to be mishabed the karka. It's not really to be mishabed the metaltu. The chayv is mishabed the metaltu too, but the ksivas hashtar was to be mishabed was on the shibud karka. And for some reason, when you're tevei the chayv, since the shtar is on the shibud karkois, so we look at it as being primarily a tefillah of karkois and not metaltu. That's the Yesh Mishaimer. Now that needs a hesber also. A lot of things here that need a hesber. You know, even if the shtar is more in the karka, but the chayv he's not only being tevei the shtar, he's also being tevei the underlying chayv. And the underlying chayv is a shibud is this mishabed metaltu too. So, for some reason we look at that he's primarily being tevei the shtar. When there's a shtar, he's primarily being tevei the chayv of the shtar. Yeah, for some reason, not so clear why. For some reason, you're primarily being tevei the chayv of the shtar. There seems to be a notion over here that some we look at what are you primarily after. See, when he has a shtar, we look at it that he's primarily being tevei the shtar. And the shtar is primarily for the sake of the shibud karkois. So this is considered to be a tefillah of karkois with the haidah of karkois, and it's not mechayev shur. But when there is no shtar, then it's a tefillah of shibud nechosim, including karkois and metaltlin. So on that you could take a shur. That's the approach of the Yesh Mishaim, but the Ramban doesn't like that approach. The Ramban has a different approach. Another way is the distinction between milvah b'shtar and milvah b'alpeh. He says when you have a milvah b'alpeh, so of course all of your nechosim are meshubud. Your karka is meshubud, your metaltlin are meshubud. But which nechosim are meshubud? Only the bnei chori. The you cannot be tired from the lekuchas, because by a milvah b'alpeh, even if you have edim, how are you going to be tired from the lekuchas? The lekuchas could always say that the chayv is what? Is parua. How are you going to prove the chayv is in parua? So therefore, except he says in the specialized kind of cases, there could be a mola case where you have Edom that is not Peru. That's very unusual. Usually you have Edom that was a chayv. You don't have Edom that's not Peru. That would be very hard to get such Edom. They would have to beat it the whole time. So usually there's Edom on the Gemara is usually a case. When the Gemara says in Mubba Balpe, it's envisioning a case where there's Edom on the chayv, but there's no Edom that is not Peru. So therefore, you could be tired from the leiver, because the leiver, let's say, he's moider that is not Peru. That's the case. Moider mitzvah. He's moider that at least some of the chayv is not Peru. So you could be tayber from. So you could be goyber. You know, you could be goyber the part of the haidah. You could be goyber from the lekech, but you can't be goyber anything from the. You can't be goyber anything. Well, yeah, you can't be goyber from the lekuchas. The lekuchas aren't bound by the haidah of the leiver, and therefore says the Ramban. So therefore he says like this. So therefore, since you're only talking about being goyber from him, so from him all the chasam are equally meshubit. His karka is meshubit. His metaphalin are meshubit. So that's not called karkois. It's shibud nechosim, which includes kalim and karkois, and includes all kinds of things, and that you could take a shul, like kalim and karkois. Masha'enkin, by a milvah b'shtar, by a milvah b'shtar, you could be goyver even from lekuchos, but what could you be goyver from lekuchos? Only karkois and not metaltin. You can never be goyver metaltin from lekuchos. So therefore, it comes out that by a milvah b'shtar, there's a big difference between the shibud karka and the shibud metaltin. The metaltin is only minei, from him, from the leiva. The shibud karkois is even to be tired from the lekuchas. Says the Ramban a lashon that I don't have the lashon here. Says the Ramban that when a person is that the ikar shibud is what you can be tired from lekuchas. When there is a possibility of being tired by milvah b'alpeh, you can't be tired from lekuchas. Period. But where you can be tired from lekuchas, the ikar shibud and the ikar tefia is that which you can be tired from lekuchas. And therefore, by a milvah b'shtar, the main tefillah and the main shibud is what you could be tired from the lekuchas, i.e., karka. By a milvah b'alpeh, all you could be tired from is minei. The lekuchas could say peru. Minei shibud there, everything. Shibud nechosim, afil miglimel de'al kasfei, so that's not called shibud karkois. Ad kan the Ramban. Now the Emes, Chorin is a kasha in this Ramban. How did Ramban get into this whole problem? You know, he started off, he doesn't understand, you know, Mela, he says, Moedim and Mitzvahs. Going back, let's rewind a little bit. You know, he started off, Mela Moedim and Mitzvahs has a Mishkachas, you can find the Eisa, there's no Eidim, there's no nothing, it's just Teidah, so it's not a Chai, you can't be Torah from the Lukuchas. But what about Rechia Kamaisa? Rechia Kamaisa is learning out from Psukim that the Eidim are Machai of Ashur. How could the Psukim say Eidim are Machai of Ashur? There's, what happened to Shibuda Deraisa? Or he says, Chi of Carbon? Chi of Carbon is totally in Deraisa. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say that if you kofer b'chayv she'esh l'veidim, you have to bring a carbon? What do you mean? B'deraisa the shibud karkois. That was his kasha, and his answer is to make this whole distinction between that in a mill of a shtar the shibud is primarily in the karkois more than it is on the metatlin, because the karkois you can go even from the lukuchos and the metatlin you can't be going from the lukuchos and so on and so forth. Mashenken by milvah, mashenken by metatlin. I don't understand something. The Ramban himself said in the Mechamas and Sochem that midiraisa there's no chiluk in karka metal. Midiraisa the shibud and karka the shibud and metal till into. So first of all, I don't understand his kasha in the first place. Then, what was his kasha? His kasha was midiraisa. How is it mishkachas lo midiraisa? How is it mishkachas lo chiyuv shvur of chiyuv kamais? The shibud karkois. Shibud karkois, or has it mishkachas lechi of carbon? You know, it's shibud karkois. Since shibud, there is always a shibud karkois. He should answer pashut. You know why there's a chi of shua? Because we want a shuch. Midiraisa, you could be tired from the lukuchos. Both karka. Forget this business of parua. That whole, you know, he has this fancy trick with the lukuchos katayin at parua. Forget that. Midiraisa, you could be tired from lukuchos. What karka? If shibud deraisa, that means midiraisa you could be tired from lukuchos. Is that? Only karka or karka amitalton. Karka amitalton, everyone says mechamis, midiraisa, there's no difference. So midiraisa, when you tire from the kuchas, it's ben karka ben amitalton. Midirabonon, what could you be tire from the kuchas? By milval pe. By milval pe. What could you be tire from the kuchas by milval pe? Nothing. Less the call. So miyonashoch. There's no reason, by milval pe, the shibud is not on the karkois any more than on the metalton. So the Ramban has this yisoid that, you know, the whole concept of shibud karkois is that it's only when there's a shibud that's on the karka more than on the metalfa. If the two shibudim are equal, he says that's not called kvi karkois. That's not kelim karkois. So what's his problem by milvav pe? The Ramban has to come with a fancy word. By milvav pe, you cannot be tired from the lukuchas anyway, because the lukuchas can always, in a usual case, the lukuchas can always tie in a parua, so you can't get the lukuchas anyway. You can only go minei, and minei this by minei this this afilu miglima dal kasvei. Forget that. Let's say the lukuchas can't tie in a peru. The case where, let's say, there are cases where the lukuchas can't tie in a peru. You have eidim, shalai, zozo, yodim, you take your other. That man should have said, poshut, by a mirva bal peh, there's no problem of shibud karkois. And at the deraisa level, you could be going over everything from the lukuchas, ben karka, ben metatlin. And at the rabbana level, you can't be going over anything from the lukuchas, ben karka, ben metatlin. So either way, it's not called kiri shibud karkois.
He says that only by mirva bal peh, in lukhamas.
He says it. The difference between milvav b'shtar l'charei is only a drabon dikah difference. Midiraisa, the Gemara says b'feirish. Midiraisa is no chiluk in milvav pe and milvav b'shtar. That's the Gemara.
So our Gemara would be only drabon.
Right. Yeah. In the chum. Right. Our Gemara is drabon. The chiluk in milvav b'shtar and milvav pe has only drabon. That everybody I think agrees. So the Ramban says the chiluk in kaka and tatl is also only drabon. That's the Ramban's hamtza. But the Gemara says the chiluk in milvav b'shtar and milvav pe has a drabon dikah chiluk. The Ramban says that the chiluk between karkois and metalton is also darbon in the kachiluk. So maisa karkois and metalton are the same. So first of all, I don't understand this kasha. Heche mishkachos, like how could you have a case? That was Ramban's kasha. How could you have a case of chiyuv kamaisa? How could you have a case of chiyuv korban by milvav bal peh? It's shibud karkois. Not shibud karkois. It's shibud karkois too. But it's basically a generic shibud nechosim. And the Ramban himself, a generic shibud nechosim is not called shibud karkois. So I don't understand his kasha. Number two, I don't understand his teretz. His answer is that his answer is, you know, by milvav pe you can't be going from the lukuchas because they'll tie in a perua, but by milvav b'shtar you could be going from the lukuchas, and therefore the primary shibud is on karkois, and that's why you potter. That's why by milvav b'shtar in a carbon. Why you potter in a carbon? Carbon is totally in deraisa. Midaraisa, you could be going from a tattle and tuchel to kuchas. So midaraisa, there should be a chiyuv carbon. That maybe not, but only said carbon is totally the rice, and maybe lechum and not lekula. But the first problem, let's look. But the Ramban only said that a chiyuv that if there is a if it's shibik hakoyis, you can't bring a carbon. If the shibik hakoyis midaraisa, so then midaraisa potum in a carbon, you can't bring a carbon midrabanan. The other way around may not be true. Even if you have a chiyuv carbon midaraisa, but if midrabanan it's not a shibik hakoyis, if midrabanan is a shibik hakoyis, then maybe the rabanan could pat him in a carbon. So that second kash that's okay. But the first kash, But the first thing, what's his kushim eikara? This whole question of eikara is, since me deraisa, since she would deraisa, so on a deraisa, or chiyah kamaisa is talking me deraisa, chiyah korban is talking me deraisa, me deraisa, if you could, me deraisa, you could be going from the so it's how could it be chiyah shua? What's the problem? You could be going from the kuchas, the kakos, yeah, but you could be going from the tatlin just as well. So the chay you have to be mechalik. It's a chiddush, and I'm not sure what the. It's a very big chiddush. The chay you have to be mechalik that even though the rabbi says that midiraisa there's a shibud on metaflin also. That's only mine. But from the lukuchos, even on a deraisa level, the shibud is only on kakos, not on metaflin. Now that's a little bit. That's obviously sounds like a doichuk. I saw in the Agos over there from on the Ksois in the Horus over there, he brings from the Imebino that the Imebino said this from other rice. He doesn't bring this from Ramban that we're talking about now, but the Imebino says this distinction because of other rice. He says it in a Rash, but he has rice also this is true. That even though the Arishonim hold, the Rashba holds this way apparently, and the Ramban we know holds this way, that Midaraisa the Shibud HaMetalin, Shibud HaMetalin is only by the Leiva. There's no such thing, even on the rice level, as being Torah from the Taltalin from the Lukuchas.
Even those,
he's
ever
used. What?
Ever
used the Gleam Akkad. Yeah, I mean, Neyabad is the Gleam Akkad, and it's Midin Shimon. The Ramban and Sochem is explained. Oh, you're asking, so then what's the Nafkamin in the rice? You could go even give the Gleam Akkad Kasfei anyway, Midin Priyas Chayv. Remember what the context of the Ramban was. The Ramban was explaining, the Ramban and the Chamas from Sochem was explaining, how can you be going with Minei Lamafreya? When you go with the Chamas Hazel Lamafreya, if there's no Shibud, how could it be Lamafreya? So Ramban says, midaraisa the shibud, midaraisa the rishibud amatatlan. And mainly when you gave it, you gave it l'mafreya. But the Ramban is telling me, nay. Ramban is saying, when you gave his chometz, when you gave the chometz to the leiva, that's koivu with the shibud. And mainly the gvi is l'mafreya. Ramban doesn't say that, therefore you could go from the kuchas too. Ask this, why not? If the shibud, if there is shibud on matatlan, there's a lean on the matatlan, so why can't you be going from the kuchas? But it's the Mebina says, again, not on this Ramban that we're discussing, he has other eyes. The Mebina says this chilek, he says, even if there is Shibud on the Metatl and Minei, le'inyin emoshel that you could go with the Gevias l'mafeya, maybe there's other nafkaminis, but it's only Minei. There's no such thing as being Torah Metatl and from Lekuches. He quotes, he has a Rashba at the end of Kiddushin, the Rashba has a Loshin, that the Iker Smichas Das is on the Kaka, not on the Metatl. And therefore, you can't be going to metalton from lukuchas. Now that may not mean midiraisi; it may mean midirabana. But Bino wants to say that that's the deraisi of the kasar. Okay. Anyway, that's another thing that really is a little bit. There are a lot of things here that there's a mokin lizgadet to say some kind of language. But l'chol that's sounds like a very strong hechachavi. Okay. So that's the shita zaramba. So now. So what have we seen so far? Just to sum up, we had to this point. So we have a machlokes first of all, shibud deraisa, shibud derabanan. It's clear in the Gemara that chiluk tamil v'shayim rivul has only derabanan. Make a distinction. Midat Torah, if shibud deraisa, there's a shibud everything. If shibud derabanan, there's a shibud by. It's a machlokes shibud and the rabbanan made a chiluk between milva b'shtarin and milva b'alpeh. Either if held shibud deraisa, they took the shibud off of a milva b'alpeh, and if held shibud derabanan, they put a shibud onto a milva b'shtar. The pasuk says shibud is only by karka, also not by metaltlin. And says no, midaraisa the shibud by karka and by metaltlin. The rabbanon, it's only only. Right, the Ramban says if shibud the deraisa is the Ramban, then the shibud on metaltlin as well. Now we simply Mervina says that's only minay from the lukuchas. There is no shibud metaltlin. Now, the Emes Lefi Taisus, we talk have to understand. Taisus doesn't hold from any of these Tirutsim that we saw in the Ramah. But as far as the, you know, it doesn't hold from these Mahalchim. The Mahalch of the Yesh Mishayim and the Mahalch of the Ramah, Taisus doesn't subscribe to them. Again, what were these? Taisus and the Ramban, their agenda is the kasha about, you know, if she buddhas deraisus, hasn't mishkachas lo din amayda mixas, hasn't mishkachas lo vchia kamaisa, hasn't mishkachas lo din korban. That's their agenda. So Taisus' basic answer is less like karka. That's throughout. That's Taisus' tactic. The Raisa, the case is less like karka. The Ramban has other mahalakhan. The Ramban's mahalakh is there is shibud, there is. Even if Shibur deraisa, there is a Shibur karka, but there's a Shibur metaltalin too. That's basically the man's mouth. There's a Shibur metaltalin also. So it's like tona kelim v'karkois. There's a Shibur on the karka, there's a Shibur on the metaltalin equally. So therefore, you can take a shvu, forget the karka, you take a shvu on the Shibur metaltalin. Why is milvah v'shtar any different? Why by milvah v'shtar do we say that you cannot take a shvu? So that then, man, is fancy mahalchim, either because the yesh mishayim, or because the ksivus hashtar is only on the karka, not on the metaltalin, or the Ramban's mahalch. Because the karki, because you could be tired from the lukuchos, the metaltalin can't be tired from the lukuchos, and where you can be tired from the lukuchos, the ikas shibud is where you can be tired from the lukuchos. So that's more what the tefiyah is, and so on. Taisus doesn't have any of that. The notion of the yesh mishayim that it's only the shtar that prevents it being karkos. It's only by a shtar that we say, you know, that it's more shibud karkos that takes off the shul. Taisus doesn't say that. Taisus. That would solve Tosis' problem. Tosis says, but you know, midiraisa, how do you have a case of Maidir Mitzvah? What's the problem? There's no star. If there's no star, then it's Shibud Metalchalim too. Tosis doesn't have the sword of the Yesh Mishayim. Tosis, we saw already, doesn't have the sword of the Ramban, that it's totally in the Kuchas. Tosis is totally in him. So Lefi Tosis, we need to understand, let's talk of Shatner's whole word, that Ein Shbon Al Kfir Shibud Karkois. What does this mean? If just because there's a Shibud on Karkois, therefore you can't take a Shvur? There's a Shibur and Kakos, there's a Shibur and Metaltalin too. the Ramban uses is a levenser. The Ramban's answer is basically based on, you know, who cares if Shibur deraisa, who cares if the Shibur Kakos, but the Shibur Metaltalin also. So it's like Halev Kakos. Either the Gemara says that by on a Shtar you don't take a Shur, that's because Shtar is special. You know, the various ways the Shtar is special. The two different Malchim in the Ramban. Lefi Taisvis, Taisvis doesn't have any of that. So them is hard. So then, come of a gamli tzol. The question of this basic issue: why can't you take a shvur? Let's say in a milvah b'shtar, a milvah b'peh midrash. Why can't you take a shvur? Even if he has karka, why can't you take a shvur? Either there's a shibud karka, so what? There's a shibud karka, and there's also shibud nechosim. So it's like tomei kelim v'karkois. Which is really a basic issue in the whole sugya. You know, Rav Chaim is very busy with this issue. You know, I hope we'll get to Rav Chaim. What's pshat in this whole concept in the Gemara that there ain't a shvur al kfir shibud karkois, that in a milvah b'shtar you can't take a shvur because it's kfir shibud karkois. It's kfir shibud karkois, but it's kfir shibud metatlin too. So mistama the answer is that Taisus holds that there's no such thing as shibud metatlin. The shibud is only on the karkois. The din of minega filu miglimel dal kasveri could be given metaltalin from the loy, but that's not midin shibud. That's midin. Like Tosis says, even a shibud alav deraisa, you could be given miglimel dal kasveri because he has a chiyuv to be perei the chayim, and based on forcing him to be perei the chayim. How does based on forcing him to be perei the chayim? Instead of banging him in the head with a hammer, we take away his nechosim. But it's not midin shibud. Shibud Taisus holds is only on kakos. So therefore, when you're today a chayiv, the shibud is only shibud kakos. Since the shibud is only shibud kakos, so therefore the tefiyah is primarily kakos, not in the metaltalin. Hagam, Chari could still ask, when you're today a chayiv, so even though the shibud is only on the kaka, but forget the shibud, but you're also being today the zuzi, you're being today the money. So that should still have a din of tonei karkos, it's not kelim karkos, tonei zuzi the karkos. I mean, tonei the money, and I mean tonei the karkos. So why that should still be like tonei kelim karkos? Yeah, that's an issue, but that's, we already saw in the Ramban that there seems to be some kind of concept. What's your primary fear? Even the Ramban himself has this notion. You know, we can be going from the Kuchos, you're the primary Shibud, and the primary Tvia, therefore, is more in the Karka than on the Kuchos. There's this notion that that there's a primary Tvia and there's a secondary Tvia. And if the primary Tvia is Karka, then it's Tinil. Then yeah, it needs a Hezbollah, but we see this already in the Rishonim. So we can say, Tosis says, well, since the Shibud is on the Karka, I don't know what Tosis is going to do with the Gemara about Chometz. I don't know, I have to check that out. But Al Kapanim, Tosis apparently holds the Shibud is only on. I'm sure there's other Mahalchim over there. Taisus holds. We said anyway in the beginning, that's the passage that Shibud is only a Kakaiz, not a Metalton. It's a Chiddush of the Ramban. That the rise of the Shibud and Metalton as well. And Mr. Ramban himself in Muhammad doesn't not 100%. He says it at the end. He has other Tzadim there also. So Taisus can hold. I think that's the passage. Taisus holds that Shibud is only Shibud Kakaiz, not Shibud Metalton. And therefore, that's what Taisus understood the Gemara. Ain't the Shibud, every Shibud is Shibud Kakaiz, not just those things, Shibud Metalton. And therefore, Taisus is a problem. So if Shibud is the rise, so then how do you ever have. How do you ever have Shavuos Moedim and Mitzvos and so on and so forth? And if that's the case, so then now if this is true, so then now we understand the bedrock. What's the machlokes here? Where the machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban is coming from? Tosfos holds that there's not such thing as Shibud Metalton. There's only Shibud Karkois, and therefore Tosfos says Tosfos understands on Kipshuta. Whenever there's a Shibud, that's called there's no Shavuos. Because Shibud by definition means Shibud Karkois, and not Shibud Metatlin. Therefore, whenever there's a Shibud, whether it's a Shibud B'Shtar, whether it's a Shibud B'Apel, what's the difference? Wherever there is Shibud, so then there is, wherever there's Shibud, there's no Shvur. Because Shibud is Shibud Karkois, not Shibud Metatlin. The Ramban L'Shitosai, and the Ramban M'Psochem, who says that, no, it's not true. There's Shibud Nechos, the Shibud Metatlin also. Minei, there's Shibud Nechos, Minei, B'Afil M'Glimi B'Al-Kasvei, that's the din of Shibud Metatlin. When you're going from the labor himself, there's just as much Shibud Metalton as there is Shibud Karkois. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Ein Nishman Al-Kfir Shibud Karkois. It must be Mitzad the Lukuchos. Because from the Lukuchos, you can only be going with Karki, you can't be going with Metalton. So therefore, the Ramban, the Shitosi, has to learn that the Gemara, that the concept of Ein Nishman Al-Kfir Shibud Karkois has to do with being Torah from the Lukuchos. Where there are no Lukuchos involved, where it's only Minei, then there's no such thing as, then it's not Shibud Karkois, it's Shibud Nechosim, Karkois including Karkois and Metalton. I think that's the bedrock over here, that's where it all starts, from this Machlokes, whether there's such a thing as Shibud Metalton. Taisus holds there's no such thing as Shibud Metalton. I mean, they have a, we shouldn't use a Lashon Shibud Metalton, but they mean, Shibud Metalton means Prius B'Chayv. It could be Kaifim to be Pereh L'Chayv. And therefore, Taisus understands that any Shibud, a Shibud Karka, what's the difference? The difference to Kuchas Minei, it doesn't make a difference. And that path is Minashua. And the Ramban L'Shitosai holds that Shibud means Shibud Nechosa, not only Shibud Karkoi, Shibud Karkois and Metalton as well. The only difference between Karkois and Metalton only kicks in when you get to the Lukuchas. You can't be Torah of Metalton from the Lukuchas, like the Mevina says. So that they already have a distinct Karkois and Metalton. So if the Gemara talks about Shibud pattering from Shua, Shibud Karka pattering from Shua, Shibud Nechosim Patrick from Shua, it must be mitzad the being Torah from the Lukuchas. And there already we have a distinction between Karkois and Metal. That's what the Ramban holds, that the definition of Shibud Karkois, the Patrick from Shua, means where you can be Torah from the Lukuchas. You can't be Torah from the Lukuchas. Not Mele, Ramban says, if there's no Eidim, you can't be Torah from the Lukuchas. If Zechi Yeshua, even if there are Eidim, but the Lukuchas can tie the Peru. So then the center doesn't Patrick from Shua. Where the patas from Shua is where you can be tarif, is where you have a Shibud to be tarif from Lukuchas. That will make it that the Ika Shibud is the Karka, not the Metalfi.
Why, if it's
Minei,
are the Karkos Meshubad and not the
Metalfi? Taisus holds on when it's Minei, only the Karkos and Meshubad, not the Metalfi.
But what's the difference?
There's no other Das. I mean, like, why? I don't know, because that's how Shibud is. Shibud, by definition, means Karkos, not Metalfi. The lean is on Karkos, not on Metalfi.
Could it be because of availability?
I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe because the smichas das, and maybe there's more smichas das in karka than a metalton. But the Taisus holds that it's. No, the man never says why this shibud on karka not a metalton. Okay, let's talk about the ramen. What time is it now? Make some time. Make us chol in the ramen. In the ma'aseh agama. Bottom line, how many reasons do we have? The Maskon of Agamemnon's time is potter. But in the case of Stone Dinar, so the Maskon of Agamemnon's time is potter. Sholos Machaikis of Kivan and Blazer, Reb Shimon and Loza, but Shtayim Lukul Yalm is potter. How many reasons are there in the Gemara why Shtayim should be potter? three. What are the three reasons? Heilig, that's all the Rebchina or Sheshus. Shibakakos and Mistar. Let's see how the Rambam passes. The Rambam in Perigdal of Tayyim and if you happen to have a Rambam, it's good to see. But Dalad. It's not the Rambam. Ein moide b'mitzvos. Ein moide b'mitzvos chayav shua. Ad sheyode b'dava she'ef shelo lichba bay. So new yisoid the Rambam says moide b'mitzvos only chayav. If you're moider to something that you could have been kaifer, heitzad. Misha taught if Omer made the norm yesh li yeslecha. Chamishim shevishtar zeh vechamishim belo yishtar. It's today 100 zuz. 50 has a shtar. 50 is no shtar. Ein lecha b'yodi ala chamishim shevishtar. Says the loy no, only the chamishim shevishtar are moider to, but not the other 50. Ein zeh moider b'mitzas. That does not have a din of a moider b'mitzas. Because in the shtar you couldn't be kaifer anyway. It's not moment she yochalich, but you couldn't be kaifer in the shtar. He could not have said, "I'm not kaif to you anything," because there's a shtar at 50. So it's a hidot to something that he could not have been kaifer in. Then he adds, "V'harei kol nechos mishubodim boy," and all of his nechosim are mishubot to the shtar. Not so clear why he needs to add that. And therefore, v'afilu kofer bo yochayev, and then he continues, v'afilu kofer bo yochayev l'shalom. That is her going back to what he said before. It's moment she'ani yochalichbar. Even if he would have been kofer, wouldn't have helped. He would have been chayev l'shalom. L'fichach nish behesh tesal hachamishim. Therefore, there's no shuvos moedim mitzvos. Just he has to take a shuvos hesed like any kofer akel. But there's no chiyuv of moedim mitzvos. So this is a new yisoid of the Rama. That haidah has to be haidah in moment she'ani yochalichbar. Then the Rama goes on. So first of all, it's that stamp, it's the Ram. Where did that come from? Where did Ram get this notion from? Number two, why does he have to stick in where he called the chosim shubodim? What is that? He has a different. The yisoid is, you know, you need haidosh yochalich, but what does it matter if there's a shibud or not a shibud? It also seems to be against our Gemara, because in our Gemara there's a haidosh moment she yochal. In our Gemara, lecharetz it's yochalich, but. It's Iyashalich Bavai, and Agamar, the Stom Dinarim, the two, the Haidah B'Shtayim is Enu Yachulah. And yet, and it's Taka Potter, but the Gemara says it's Potter not because of this reason. The Gemara says it's Potter because of Halech, it's Potter because of Shubit Kakoi, it's Potter for other reasons. Typically, that is Momish and Yachulich Bavai. Now, maybe you could say, as far as that goes, maybe we could say that in Agamar, in Echanami, the Haidah is not really a Haidah because any Yachalich Bavai. But the Gemara wants Shibachayim anyway, Mitzar Hadoh Seidim. The Shtar, the Shtayim, is Hadoh Seidim, Rav Chiyah Kamaisel. Maybe that would be an answer for the Gemara. It's Nechrami. Maybe Haidah Shemi Yachalich Bavai is not a valid Haidah. But Yachayim Shtu Shua anyway, Mitzar the Shtar that says Sloim because Hadoh Seidim is Mechayim Shua. That's not a good answer. Because then he's saying the Rambam too. What's the Rambam's case? Guys, the Rambam's with these. He's today 100 zuz. Chamishim shebishtar and chamishim without a shtar. Says the Rambam, you potter from a shul. Why you potter from a shul? Because the Haidah is not a good Haidah. It's saying yochalich b'vay. Forget the Haidah, but does Haidah say them? That was the cash in his own right. No, the Rambam has to see. So you can't. Haidah shani yochalich b'vay. Okay, very nice. But what happened to Rechika Maisel? So maybe you could say, so maybe a shtar doesn't have an inner of Kirkamaisa for some reason. You know, maybe shtar is not called Ados Seidim L'Inyan Moedim Mitzvos. But then we're back to the Gemara. But the Gemara, then what are we going to do with the Gemara? And then it gets worse. Because the Rambam goes on and says, Halacha, hey, shtar shekosu by Sloim v'lehiske minyan. Agamar, Sloim. You have a shtar, it says Sloim, doesn't say how many. Mal v'yimer chomish Sloim, sheesh tibiyot chahem haksuvim boy, v'alei v'yimer en lechav yodeh el sholish. V'hem haksuvim b'shtar. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon Olazer. Agamor, mamsh. Zok the Rama. Afal pisha eime chayv aloysi b'shtar zeh elo b'shtayim. Even though the shtar itself is only going to be mechayv in b'shtayim. So it comes out, the b'sela she'ef she lichba boy. So it comes out, the third seller was yochel lichba boy. It's very clear in the Rama. The first two slayim are not mechayv in b'shua, because it's eime yochel lichba boy. But the Rambam asked, but what about the third seller? The third seller is Yochel Lichber Boy, so why isn't the third seller Mechayev in Yeshua? So the Rapporter, Meshu Kimeshu Vaveda Vitakonis Chachomi Shekol Sheyosha Vaveda Lo Yishova Kimeshu Vyanim in Kaimai. So he passes like a Bekiva, that Sholosh is a Meshu Vaveda. But it's a movement in the Rambam, why is Shtayim Potter? Because then Yochel Lichber Boy. So that's very good, that's the Rambam from the Halacha before, but that's not, the Gemara didn't have any, but that's not the Gemara. We have like, the Rambam's giving you a fourth reason why by Shtayim you Potter. Because any yochel lichber, what's going on? That's not the Gemara. The Rambam says, there's a reason that doesn't say in the Gemara. The Gemara has three reasons why Shtayim is Potter, and none of them are the Rambam's reasons. And the Rambam has this brand new reason why Shtayim is Potter. It's against the Gemara. Also, what's the Rambam needed for? I mean, it's what's wrong with the Gemara's reasons? The Rambam passes Helich is Potter. The Rambam passes like a Sheshus. So the Rambam should say that it's Potter because it's Helich, and the Rambam says it's Potter because it's Kfir Shivat Kakois. And I may say that the Rambam doesn't pass like, but the other things, the Rambam should say. The Rambam has this new notion of halach. No, excuse me, of any yochel lichba boy. As if this wasn't enough. There's one. An Eidus. Not base. Towards the end of Hilchas Eidus. Reuben Shlal Shimon Shnei Shtaris. Echad b'mona v'echad b'masayim. The Kofer Shimon Shnei Shtaris. Shimon's Kofer in both stars. Now, there's a wrinkle here. Eidi Shtar Zeh Kas Achas Mi'oysen Ashtayim Sheikhishu Zuhazu Ve'idi Ashtar Sheini HaKas Ashnil. The case is like this. Do you have two stars? One star is signed Reuben and Shimon, the other star is signed Levi and Yehud. Sets of Eidim, they have a history, because there was some earlier din Torah in which Reuben and Shimon were Machish, Levi, and Yehuda. So the halacha is that Zu Bob of Neatzim Leidu, Zu Bob of Neatzim Leidu, each set of Eidim, one of them are Eidim Shakonim, but we can tell each one in a Chazaka. Therefore, if Reuben and Shimon go want to be made in some din Torah somewhere, they could be made because they're Cheskes Kashus. And if Levi and Yehuda want to go and be made somewhere out in Torah, we put them in a Cheskes Kashus. But they can't be made, but we know that in Marashach, one of these sets of Eidim are the Maisa Eidim Shakonim. So now they want to come together. Now Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda are now arriving at a single Torah. So the halacha is lemoshel. You can't be mitzar of Reuben and Levi into one Eidus. Because Marashach, either Reuben's a shakun or Levi is a shakun. So we're not mitzar of them. That's the Gemara. Zubov, Me'atzma, Yehuda, Zubov, Me'atzma, but you can't be mitzar of them to a single Eidus. So here you have two stars. One says Mona, one says Messiah, and one is signed Reuben and Shimon, the other is signed Levi and Yehuda. One of these stars is kosher, the other one is posel. They can't both be kosher, because one of these stars has Eidim shakun. So basically, what the Malva over here has is two stars. One says Mona, one says Mesa. Only one of which is a kosher star. The Levi is kofer in both. Zok the Rambam. Harishim Nushai Mona, Shiyad Bala Shtar Ala Tachtoina. Shimon plays the lesser star. V'yishov Ala Shar, and he has to take a shoe on the other 200. V'yir Elish Shvuzu She'yishov Ala Shar B'nekitas Chayfetz Kedim Moidu B'miktsas. The Rambam says it's Shvud Reisa Moidu B'miktsas. Says the Rambam, he has to take a shuvah deraisa. He wasn't made at all, he was a kofer akel. Says the Rambam, but he has edim against him. One of these two stars is certainly kosher, so there's edim b'miksas that he also mixes with it. V'leitei dos pivdolim ha'dos edim, k'mei shebi'anu. In other words, r'vchiyah k'maisa. The Rambam says that in this case over here, he has to take a shuvah midin r'vchiyah k'maisa. He has two stars, one of which is kosher, one of which is posel. He has to pay one of them. He has to pay one of them, because one of them, as we know, is kosher. And he has to take a shvud deraisa on the other one, midin Rav Chiya Kamaisa. So the Rav is, Omer Avram, he has a slew of kashas. Yesh makshon al zeh. First of all, v'lo yishtar shibit karkoisu. That's right off the bat. It's a shtar. It's shibit karkois. That's Agamah. What happened to that? Yeah, that's very, that we had shown Rama Tain of Nitin. Also, how come Rama to command the moment Shariyachla Yohalikha at Shiva Kakois? Then the Rama has a second question. You take a look yourself at not so clear what exactly his question is. I'm going to skip that one for the time being. You'll see yourself inside. V'oid, says the Ravid, kihu atzmi kosov b'toyin, b'toyin es chaveri chamishim b'shtar v'chamishim b'loy shtar, v'oid b'shtar v'kofa ha-sha'ar sh'potter. The Ravid says, isoyser himself, the Ravid himself paskin by slom dinorim, that if you're made of a shtayim, you have a shtayim, it might mean chomish, it might mean shtayim, and you're made of a shtayim, the Ram says, it's not mechayiv you, because it's momish and yachal lichbavay. So, over there in Hilchazay, this is also in yachal lichbavay, the shtar that says, the shtar, what's the idol? The shtar of 100, but that's momish and yachal lichbavay. Elamai, but it's chayiv in ador seidim. So in the case of Stom Dinorm also, the shtayim should be chayiv in ador seidim. For some reason, we don't say that it's chay, that the shtar is not mechayiv in ador seidim. So why is it mechayiv over there in Hilchazaydus? The kitzur, it's a steer between the two Ramah. The Ramah in Hilchos Toyim and Nitin says, by a case of Slom Dinorim, you have a shtar, you don't know if it's as five, if it's as two, so you put them in, I put them in a shvut. So Ramah is a strange reason. You know, the Gemara has a lot of other reasons. The Gemara says, Heilich, Shtibur Karkois. The Ramah is a new reason. Moment Shani Yachalich Baroi. That's a difficult reason, because what happened to Hados Edom? Okay, maybe we could. But that's a kasha by itself, is, you know, problematic Rambam. But it's also sois of the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos. Here we have the Chorah, it's the same thing. You have a shtar that says, you have Ados Eidim Shibishtar. He can't be chayfer in that. And the Rambam says he's chayfer because she was made of a mixus. So, A, it's against the steer between the two Rambams. Also, this Rambam in Hilchos Eidos is also against the Agamar. What happened to Shibir Karkois? What happened to Helich? It's Halach. Chayr. No, why isn't it Halach? You have a shtar that's the money that he's paying mikayach shtar. The Gemara calls it Halach. Maybe you can say it's not Halach if he's not Moida. No, that's telling the Girsa. So Rashi takes out the word came into Kamoida the Halachu. Rabbi Nachanama has the Girsa, came into Kamoida Lach. Maybe you need him to be Moida for it to be Halach. In this case, Nilchaz Eid is not being Moida. So maybe it's not Halach. But Kapanim, it's a steer to what's it? It's a steer between the two Ramas. So this is the set of problems that the Mefarshim have to. There's a lot of Torah on these Ramas. Tili Tilim of Torah. There's one other Ramah here.
Why is there not Mutzmei Chaverah?
Why what?
Why is there not Mutzmei Chaverah?
We're not talking about Tzimam. We're talking about Chiyuv Shvut.
No, about if there are two stars and one we know is false. Why can't? Why am I chayv? Why can't I just say Mutzmei Chaverah?
No, because you know he's chayiv mana, so he's chayiv mana. The kol apokos is a chayiv mana. You have two stars, one is mana, one is mesayim. So how much you have on the bar, you only collect the mana. But less than a money, if you should pay, you know, one of these two stars is good. One star is 100, one the other says 200. No, kol apokos is chayiv mana. There's one more Rambam. Let's start the real last Rambam. The Tirutzim will be for tomorrow. But there's another Rambam in Hilchas Perek Tezayin of Gershon, of Ishus rather. Halacha Chafei. He omeres besulam nisaisi ve'ikir ksubasi masayim. So, and now she wants to collect. So the thing is, Harizim to tell us, unless if there's no evidence, so then Harizim to tell us money. She only collects 100 because she's Hamas Mechayel Beraya. In Mahalia Baal Kayim, if the husband's alive, Geish Talaj Bia Yeshua Sater. She could be mashpia mashuas made of mitzvahs. Shayahoyd of mitzvahs atayna. This is the made of mitzvahs. The husband is made of it, he's chayav amon. Says the rabbi, he's chayav ashuas atayim and he's made of the mitzvahs. So now here also, we have the same set of issues. First of all, the Magen Mishnah discusses, it's shibud kakos. Again, we're talking here, there's no shtar. If there'd be shtar, we would know what the ksuv is. So there's no shtar. But Ksuba is a Maisa based in. Ksuba doesn't need a shtar to collect. Ksuba is a Maisa based in. She can collect from Kakoyisim without a shtar. So that's number one. After Magen Mishnah says, why isn't a Shiva Karkois? So Magen Mishnah says, a teres, he says that the Ram is talking after the Ga'inim were Mesakin that a Ksuba could be collected from a Tatlin also. The Ga'inim made, you can collect from the Ga'inim made a Takana. Since the time, by the time of the Ga'inim, Jewish businesses, Jews were not farmers anymore, they were mostly, you know, diamonds and stuff. So most people's money was tied up in Metaltlin. So the Ga'inim made a Takana that a Ksuba could be collected from Metaltlin of the Yoshim. Not from the Kuchas, I think, but from Metaltlin of the Yoshim. So since the Ga'inim made a Takana that a Ksuba could be collected from Metaltlin too, so it has a din. There's a din of. So therefore, there's shibud not only of kakois. There's a shibud kakois and metaltlin. So maybe now, so the Rambam is talking, you know, after the post takonas ha-ga'inim. So maybe the shibud over here of the ksuba is not only on kakois. It's also on metaltlin. Yeah. So also others they ask on the Magen Mishnah. Chaim asks, I think others ask on the Magen Mishnah, and even before the takonas ha-ga'inim, minei you can hear from metaltlin. So this goes into what we were talking about in Tosis and the Ramban. You know, maybe that's not midin shibud. That you could be kaif the minay is not midin shibud. That's midin priest. You know, we kaif him to mimkayim the mitzvahs pirayim. It's not a shibud. The ga'inim were mesakin. You could go from metaltlin from yoshim. That's a shibud. So the ga'inim instituted that the shibud metaltlin. So after the takanas ha'ga'inim, the shibud over here is not only on karkois, but it's also on metaltlin, and therefore that's enough of kelim with karkois. All right, that's as far as shibud karkois. Maybe, you know, maybe we have this ace over here, but. It's still schwer. First of all, it's Heilch. It's Agama. The Baal is Maida. But there's a Shiba Kakois. So there's a Shiba Natalim too. So we don't have the Patur necessarily of Shiba Kakois. But the Patur of Heilch, how do you have? The fact that you could also be going from the Chosin doesn't make it less Heilch. So why isn't this Heilch? And here the Baal is Maida. The Baal is Maida. The 100th Baal is Maida. So you have a Haidor, and you have Kaka Ben, Shiba and the Kaka. The Gemara calls it Heilch. So you should be posting your as Teilech. That's number one. Number two, why is this different than the Rambam about Mamon Sheni Ochel Lichrubai? The Baal is Maida. He's Maida. He couldn't be Kaifer. How could he? Well, you know, she was either married to Psula or Bula. There's no other choices. So she says she was a Psula, and he says she was a Bula. So the Baal is Maida. They have to Kaif, but it's not your Mamon Sheni Ochel Lichrubai. Yeah, so these are the problems. So we'll have to see tomorrow. We'll see different shotim in the Ram. There's a Rashba here in Agamor. There's a Rashba that talks about this Rama, and then there's Rav Chaim. I want to talk about Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim's in and the Ram in Hilchos Ishus. It's good to see the other Rav Chaim if you can. Who else is worth seeing over here? Well, you should think about it also.